Wow, this is a really refreshing move from Strategy. They've just announced a highly disciplined capital allocation strategy. And honestly, it's great to see them directly tie future Bitcoin acquisitions to their SDRC preferred stock, bouncing back to its $100 par value.
It's a calculated and necessary step. With SDRC currently hovering around $87, CEO Fangla has established a firm threshold. The company will pause new preferred stock issuances and halt additional Bitcoin purchases until that security climbs back to $100.
I really appreciate that shift. It shows they're moving toward metric-driven treasury management, prioritizing capital efficiency and shareholder protection over just forcing expansion for the sake of it. It feels much more responsible.
Absolutely. Their core investment thesis remains straightforward: accumulate and hold Bitcoin as a primary treasury reserve. To fund that, they're relying on issuing SDRC preferred equity rather than taking on traditional debt or diluting common stock.
That's a smart funding model. Preferred shares give investors fixed dividends and seniority, while letting Strategy maintain full control without any voting dilution. Plus, when SDRC trades near par, every dollar raised translates directly into maximum Bitcoin purchasing power.
But here, S the reality check. When it trades below par, it signals that investors are demanding a discount to compensate for macroeconomic pressures, interest rate fluctuations, regulatory uncertainty, and crypto market volatility.
Right, and if they issued shares at a discount, they'd actually raise less capital per share and artificially inflate the acquisition cost of Bitcoin. It just wouldn't make financial sense to push forward under those conditions.
Which is exactly why enforcing that $100 threshold is such a risk-aware approach. Pausing issuances during unfavorable market conditions prevents unnecessary dilution, preserves the company's credit profile, and demonstrates a genuine commitment to sustainable, long-term growth.
I think that clarity is huge for investors. The $100 mark becomes this clear financial and psychological benchmark. Historically, reaching that level triggers a new cycle of preferred stock offerings and subsequent Bitcoin purchases, often bringing in renewed institutional interest.
So this current consolidation phase is really just a necessary cooling period. It strengthens the foundation for the next accumulation cycle. Ultimately, Strategy's approach reflects a maturing intersection of traditional finance and digital assets.
Couldn't agree more. They're moving away from speculative leverage and leaning into disciplined, valuation-backed decision-making. By aligning short-term market realities with those long-term strategic goals, leadership is protecting shareholder value while reinforcing that broader institutional thesis. Bitcoin belongs in corporate treasuries.
Exactly. In crypto finance, strategic patience, strict valuation metrics, and timing are just as critical as conviction.
So when market conditions stabilize and SDRC finally returns to $100, Strategy will be perfectly positioned to resume Bitcoin accumulation with optimal capital efficiency. It's going to be fascinating to watch them execute this.